بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. كذبت ثمود بطغواها إذ انبعث أشقاها. Previously we read where Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala had taken the most qasams in the whole Quran Sharif in one place, and all that was to explain that if a person does his tazkiyah, he brings his nafs under control, that person is successful. And a person who does not make his spiritual rectification, doesn't bring his nafs under control, there is total destruction for such a person. And that was the height and the main theme of the surah. Now, in order to prove it historically, Allah Ta'ala mentions the people of Thamud. That this, take the example, and this, the people of Thamud, their history was very well known to the Arabs from generations to generations. They knew that who these people were. The people of Thamud is the name of one of the leaders of this tribe that was from the progeny of Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam. But unfortunately, as the progeny carried on, they went further and further away from the teachings of Nuh alayhi salam, from Tawheed. They landed into idol worship, etc. These people were first settled to the south of Arabia in Yemen. But when destruction came to them there, then they moved towards the north between Syria and between Arabia. The place which was on the Syrian side was known as Hijr, and that place is being referred to here. And on the Arabian side, the place that was known was Wadi al-Qura. And they ruled about over 1700 areas, districts, villages, towns, etc. And they were extremely wealthy also. And they had a great art of carving out rocks. And they carved out their homes from rocks. They were very affluent people, but together with that, they were idol worshippers also. They had no mercy in their heart. They were very, very strong and very hard upon people. Every evil quality you can think of was upon them. Every type of lustful sins was fully in them also. And also the sins that has to do with anger, etc. They sort of had no mercy in them whatsoever. A very, very hard nation. So Allah Ta'ala took mercy upon them and chose one Nabi, one person from them, Salih ibn Ubaid. And Allah chose him as his Nabi, that he should recall these people towards Allah Ta'ala, so that Allah's mercy can come down upon them and they enjoy Allah's favors as the favors of Allah Ta'ala. When a person enjoys Allah's favors, but he disobeys Allah Ta'ala, then that is not ni'mat, it is niqmat. It is a punishment from Allah Ta'ala. And when a person enjoys the favors of Allah in the obedience of Allah Ta'ala, then that is ni'mat. So Salih alayhi salam came and he made all out effort, like every Nabi. Whatever instance he could get, day and night, continuously his fikr was that he called them towards Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala and towards the obedience of Allah Ta'ala. But these people unfortunately did not respond in the least bit whatsoever. And to silence Salih alayhi salatu wasalam, they asked for such a miracle that they thought was completely impossible. They referred to a certain particular mountain, a rock in that mountain, and they said, from this mountain you take out a living camel from here. And that camel must be pregnant also when it comes out, and it must give birth to the little one that is within it when it comes out from there. So they thought this is a thing that will never happen, and in this way they will silence Salih alayhi salam. Salih alayhi salam was a Nabi of Allah, and he had great feeling for his people that they brought here, that they must bring Iman. So he made dua to Allah, Ya Allah, these people have promised that they will bring Iman if they see this miracle. So please Allah, send this miracle so that they can see and they bring Iman. He was so concerned for their Iman. Allah Ta'ala granted it, and from that rock, which is like totally against all our thinking and that which cannot happen, Allah took out that camel. They saw it with their own eyes. And when it came out, it gave birth also. That also they saw with their own eyes. But this, in fact, and this camel was a very special camel, and it needed a lot of water also to drink. And the camels, and because it was a different type of a camel, more bigger in bulk, etc., the other camels would get frightened and they would not want to come near it or drink water with it. So then a dispute arose. They told Saleh alayhi salam that your camel, when it drinks water, our camels don't want to drink water. They can't drink water because they see your camel and they get frightened and then they run away. So they came to an agreement that one day that camel will drink water and the other day the other camels will drink water. But this also infuriated them. There was a very evil woman who used to sell herself to people, and her camels also now could not drink every day water. So she got her lover that he must come and kill this camel of Salih alayhi salatu wassalam. And Salih alayhi salam had warned them before that if you interfere with this camel, Allah's azab will come upon you. But that also did not deter them. Here is a great lesson for us all to learn, that Allah's commands and everything of Allah is 100% true. And many times our stubbornness, obstinacy, our pride, then we don't, clear the signs are there, but we don't want to accept them. So Salih alayhi salam had warned them, but they did not stop them. He came with his group of people and he killed this camel. And when he killed the camel, the other people also all joined and they made pieces out of this camel, and then they distributed it amongst themselves and they ate it also. They went to that extent also. And worse than that, they started laughing at Salih alayhi salam. And they made a joke about Salih alayhi salatu wassalam. And they said, see what has happened to your camel. So when the history of this nation goes on a little bit further, but for us to learn lesson that when Allah Ta'ala sends His signs to us, when we are invited towards Allah, Jamaats come to our doors and they call us towards the obedience of Allah. Ulama speak to us and give bayans, etc. All the effort of deen, it must not go on our deaf ears. We must respond to it. And our desires of our lust, etc., and also of our anger, etc., these things also we must remedy them and correct them. Otherwise, a person becomes blind in this. As with regard to the people of Lut alayhi salatu wassalam, Allah Ta'ala says, لَعَمْرُكَ إِنَّهُمْ لَفِي سَكْرَتِهِمْ يَعْمَهُونَ. That where a person becomes blind, Allah took the qasam of the life of Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam and said that in a person's pursuits, he becomes blind of everything and he doesn't care about anyone. We should make dua that Allah opens our hearts and we pay heed to the call of Allah Ta'ala, to the call of Adhan, that we respond, we come to the masjid, and we have to spread this message to others also, that all respond to that call. When Jamaats come, bayans, we should make nusrat also, we should join, our ulama make bayans, we should listen and listen with the ear to make amal also. May Allah give us tawfiq and let us not be blind to this, and let us not ever suffer the consequences, or our people, our children, etc. Allah save us all in His mercy and kindness.